الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم My respected ulama, elders and friends, in this ayah of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who recite the Quran often, those who listen to the Quran often, and this is knowledge to each and every ummati of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we find this ayah, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا continuously being repeated throughout the entire Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat say, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have brought iman, O you who have accepted iman. If you look at it and we see the reality of it, besides the fact that we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have also brought Islam, we have also accepted the deen of Islam. But never do we find in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا O you who have accepted Islam. Then again, there are many qualities of the believer. Those are performing salah, some are keeping roza, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not address us by these qualities of O you who perform salah, or O you who give your zakah, or O you who keep your roza. Ulama have explained, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Dalawi rahmatullah alayhi has explained, that before the revelation of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always shown His compassion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always shown His kindness to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and to the people who had accepted Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And the term of kindness and compassion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used in the kitabs of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used it in various ways. But by and large, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say, Oh my beloved son, addressing the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, addressing the people, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a term of compassion, not a biological son. But then, when the Christians had taken it in its literal meaning, and began to believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the revelation of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showed His compassion, even greater, to a greater degree and magnitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed it and said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have brought iman. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term, and Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses us by the term iman, the term of a believer, the term of one who has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is quite simply because in iman there is a great bond between banda, between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A bond from the servant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an affinity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bond and affinity and compassion for His servant. The servant's affinity and bond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ That when you have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be superior and supreme in your heart. That a believer will always have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of everything may enter the heart of an individual, but over and above that, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remain supreme and predominant. And when a banda brings iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bond with that banda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali, Allah is the guardian of that person who has brought iman. We have witnessed and we observe, when we have a compassionate father, And if anyone has to harm the integrity of his son, someone just has to say something, and that father will stand up for the right of that son. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am the guardian. That father felt he was the guardian, but the real and true guardian is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends throughout the entire makhluk of Allah, a special form of guardianship, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the mu'een of that person. Allah comes at the help of that person. That a person just needs to ask and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him. That is the one reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And then, ulama have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran Kareem, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Quran is a means of hidayah. And throughout the entire Quran, in each and every word of the Quran Kareem, there is hidayah, there is guidance. This is my aqidah and this is your aqidah. And besides that, besides believing that the Quran is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only befitting for every mu'min and every believer to believe that the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem is not only haqq, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our najat, our success in this material world, in the Quran Kareem and the ahkam of the Quran Kareem. At the time of maut, in the Quran Kareem and the laws of the Quran Kareem, in the qabr, in the Quran Kareem, and on the day of Qiyamah also. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, after it follows a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command us to do something positive, or a prohibition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that command or that prohibition has a direct impact on the iman of the believer. And it is there to safeguard that believer. An example in another ayah of the Quran for us to understand, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. That, oh you who believe, if you want your iman to continue, if you have that real love for me, if you want me to become your wali and your guardian, and you want to safeguard your iman, then make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. O you who have brought iman, do not take the Yahud and do not take the Nasara as your bosom friends. In these kind of ayat, and we will find in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya. Do not take the kuffar as your bosom friends. What is the implication and what is the meaning of this ayah? We acknowledge that we are interacting with them. We acknowledge that to a certain degree, as far as our work is concerned, there will be some form of interaction. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Mufassireen, commentators of the Quran Kareem have explained that in this ayah of the Quran Kareem and in these form and these kinds of ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given ahkam and hukam, and Allah ta'ala has given directives, and through the tongue of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further directives, and our interaction with the kuffar are based on 4 degrees. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram in this ayah is what the mufassireen have called Mu'alat, that is bosom friendship, sincere friendship that emanates from the heart of an individual, where there is sympathy also for a kafir, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon each and every ummati of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To this extent, ulama have explained that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful deen of Islam, when Allah Ta'ala has given us Quran Kareem, the tariqah of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for a believer to leave the tariqah of Islam, to leave the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to leave the Quran Kareem and become impressed and to become obsessed with the way of the kuffar, their mannerism, their character, leaving and shunning the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person is guilty of this crime. To this extent, ulama have explained that a person outwardly could be dressed and adorned in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in his heart lies that 1% or that atom of impression, and he becomes obsessed with the way of the kuffar, then also such a person has become a gunahgar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Further, in a few ayats later, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, man yartadda minkum an deeni. O you who believe, whoever makes irtidad, whoever turns away from the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that extreme circumstances, Allah Ta'ala shows the extreme consequences of one that brings iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, violates the shariat as far as this aspect is concerned, he becomes impressed and obsessed with the way of the kuffar, then his iman is also at stake. In the time of Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person by the name of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ith, he was one of the leaders of Makkah. And we know in the time of Jahiliyyah also, the kuffar were very hospitable. This person had the habit that whenever he would return from a journey, he would invite the elders and the leaders of the Quraysh. He acknowledged in the early days of Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat, at that time he acknowledged Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be one of the elders and one of the leaders of the Quraysh also. Hence, on his return, when he invited the other elders and leaders of the Quraysh, he invited Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his invitation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits at the dastarkhan, and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ith lays the dastarkhan, he places the food, and he asks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to partake of that meals. And here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Uqba, I will not eat, I will not put a morsel of food in my mouth until you do not bring shahadat in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected and dear friends, let us just digress and also understand that Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was a da'wat, whether Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone, whether he was in a crowd, Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maqsad was the invitation towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see here also Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfills this maqsad. This person immediately says the shahadat. He brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he testifies in the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few days later, Ubay ibn Khalaf, an enemy of Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a great friend of Uqba, hears about his accepting Islam. He goes to Uqba and he tells Uqba, O Uqba, either you denounce Islam, you turn away from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or then only you will be my friend, and then only I will talk to you. At this point of his life, Uqba had a choice. Befriending the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he had the choice of befriending an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubay goes on and tells him that besides denouncing the deen of Allah, besides turning away from Islam, wa na'udhu billah, you will have to spit on the face of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person at that time, he chooses the wrong friend. He chooses the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend. He goes and he spits on the face of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he turns away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala depicts and Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَا الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, what had been done on this material world, that had been done. He had fulfilled the passion and desire of his own nafs. He had fulfilled the desires of his friends. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he will be eating his hand in misery, in grief and in sorrow. And he will be lamenting and he will saying, how I wish I had taken the Rasul of Allah to be my bosom friend. Respected and dear friends, that is the extreme circumstances a person can go to, or the consequences a person can go if one hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is violated. However, we find besides that, Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given ijazat, and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given permission with a certain amount of interaction which the Sharia terms as muwasat. Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her mother was a kafira, she had not accepted Islam. It was after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah had been signed, and after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed, many of the people of Makkah frequented Medina to visit their family. Her mother was on her way to Medina Munawwara, and Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha hears of it. In one riwayat, she hears that her mother is coming to Medina, and she also has a hadiyah, a gift for her. Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a sahabi of Rasul Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and again, another important lesson we learn, Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha does not base her logic on her own analogies. She does not base her facts on her own logic. But immediately she goes to Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she informs Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother is on her way to visit me. What is the hukum of Allah? Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains silent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges the sincerity of Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Allah Rabbul Izzah reveals the ayats of the Quran Kareem, La yanhaakumullahu anil ladhina lam yuqatilukum fid deen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had never prohibited you, did not stop you from them, that you interact with them with adal, you interact with them with justice and with compassion and kindness. Respected and dear friends, here Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her the ayat of the Quran Kareem, and this becomes the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah, that if a person has any member of his family or his in-laws that are not in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be an interaction and which will be cordial and cooperative from both sides. Then we find Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to befriend the kuffar, we find Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he says also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah farada aliyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made fard upon me, mudaratin nas, to do good and be kind to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded me to be compassionate and kind to people. To this extent, on a battlefield, the greatest enemy of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the other side. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that these enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may be the enemies of Allah, but they have also hukuk and rights. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you will not touch the woman, you will not touch the children, the elderly, the infirm, those who had not participated in the battle, like the monks, etc. Further, we find Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of kindness, like in the very early days of Makkah Mukarramah, Allah's Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in the streets of Makkah Mukarramah, an elderly woman is walking with some goods, and Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spots her. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes those parcels from her, takes those goods, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam continues to help her. When this woman looks at Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought comes to her mind and it comes onto her tongue, and she says, oh young man, I hope you are not like that young person whose name is Muhammad, who claims to be a Nabi of Allah. Allah's Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, he walks behind this woman, and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes behind her to her home. He offloads that burden, and then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs her that indeed I am Muhammad, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, if you are Muhammad, then you have to be the true Nabi of Allah. And she accepts Iman in the hands of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected and dear friends, our neighbors, like in a hadith, Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us also that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would come down so often, and he will inform me and he will instruct me on the hukuk and the rights of neighbors. He says, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to this extent that I thought one day Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam will come and make them part of our inheritors also. In other words, as our next of kin, our nearest family is like. Then we find Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown kindness to them. But this kindness should not be with that impression in our minds. We should not become obsessed with them, their tariqah, their way of life. And then ulama have explained that the last interaction between a mu'min, a Muslim, and a kafir or a non-Muslim is that one which is in tijara, which is in transaction, which the sharia terms as mu'amalat. There Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a free choice, that a mu'min, a believer, can employ a non-believer, or a mu'min, a believer, can be employed by a non-believer. We can purchase and we can sell also. To this extent, we find in the life of Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the lives of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in, such transactions had transpired. It is not at that time that a person feels, now after we had done the transaction, we have taken the goods, and then we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tattakhidul yahuda wan nasara Nasara awliya. We bought the Qurbani animals from them, and then Allah Ta'ala has made it haram for us to have any dealings with them, and we do not pay them. That is not the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. At that time we should show our honesty and we should show our trustworthiness also. So in short and in brief, respected and dear friends, to sum all this up, it is a case of a very compassionate father that brings his son up or brings his child up in the most compassionate and kind way. He sees to every need and necessity of his child. Whatever the child requires, the father sees to. And whatever the child does not require also, the father sees to that also. The child comes of age and the child leaves the house of that father. And he goes and he lives in the house of the enemy of that father. He changes his mannerism to the mannerism of the enemy of that father. He changes his clothes like the clothes of the enemy of that father. He changes his name and he makes his name also sound like the name of the enemy of his father. He totally denounces his father. That father without doubt will become angry with the child. Respected and dear friends, Allah Rabbul Izzah is no father. Allah Rabbul Izzat is our Rabb. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the most beautiful home, and that is the home of Islam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the most beautiful conduct and way of life and mannerism, and that is the conduct and mannerism of Hazrat Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us not go to the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not become impressed with them. Yes, we will employ whatever technologies they have in our businesses or in our professions or whatever. But at the same time, we will only swear our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be only oppressed with the tariqah of Hazrat Rasul Akda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first of all grant me the tawfiq, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah رب العالمين.